Hi, this is Ted Nguyen in Salt Lake City. I've come back for a visit. It's been 14, 15 years since I've left, and it's been remarkable to see the transformation of Salt Lake City. And I'm here with a special guest and friend who is a lifelong Utahn, and that is Rebecca Walsh. Rebecca was a reporter with the Salt Lake Tribune and covered so many political as well as non-political issues and knows the city like the back of her hand. So welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
So Rebecca, you know, you have been here for a while. You've seen the transformation. What, you know, tell me a little bit about why you think the city has progressed as much as it has. Maybe since you've been kind of the day-to-day person seeing it, you're not seeing it as in detail as I have. So can you kind of walk us through like what you've seen as the impetus of that?
Well, I think time comes to us all, and Salt Lake is a little bit slower than other places, but it was going to happen eventually. I think the social scene has picked up, lots of new brew pubs, beer bars, food scene has changed dramatically. You should go to all of the Coppers, Copper Onion, Copper Common, Copper Kitchen. We have a great little French bakery called Les Madeleines, which is next to the Leonardo and the new library. Great pastries there. A new fish restaurant called Current, sushi bar there, just incredible food options. I think it was sort of inevitable that Salt Lake would grow up. It's slower than a lot of places, and it's got a small town feel still. You can get into these restaurants. Just be prepared to pay a $5 valet fee, which is a new event here in Salt Lake.
But you could take Uber or just, you know, a walk at some of these locations, and also tracks and light rail as well as the bus systems is actually really good here. And there's also a bike sharing program, so you can, you know, access all these different things. What are some of the other destinations that, you know, besides the fine dining and the casual dining that you recommend? Because I know you're a foodie at heart, but what are some of the things that you would recommend to visitors here to try to experience or do while they're here?
Well, we're nestled in the mountains, and we're a lot closer than Denver is to its mountains. I don't know how many people realize that. You're half an hour away from an incredible hike. There's the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. We have Mill Creek Canyon, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, which have incredible hikes, intense hikes, and half-mile hikes, one-mile hikes. So depending on your fitness level, you can do whatever you'd like to do. Summer activities, we also have, everybody knows this is a ski destination, but I think people don't realize how much you can do in the summer. Lots of mountain biking along the Bonneville Shoreline Trail and also in Mill Creek Canyon. So there's a lot of outdoor recreation. You could even go to the Great Salt Lake if you can get past the brine flies and the smell. Beautiful sunsets out at the Great Salt Lake.
It's amazing sunsets here. And just being, you know, in my brother's downtown loft, I just have noticed how remarkable the sunsets have been here as well. So I know that there's some, you know, particular special events that happen throughout the year here in Salt Lake area. I know that Gay Pride or Utah Pride is what it's called, is happening this weekend as well. Can you name some of the other things that, you know, happen from, you know, throughout the year? I know that the farmer's market is going to be kicking up in season as well.
The market has already started at Pioneer Park. We have the arts festival at the end of June. There's an arts festival in Park City a few weeks later. The farmer's market is almost like an arts festival because it's got crafts as well. So that's a fun place to go. We have Pride. We've had Living Traditions, which just happened. There's a blues festival that's starting at the Gallivan Center. There's a jazz festival that plays at City Hall and at the Gallivan Center. There's free concerts at Pioneer Park every Thursday night. There's free concerts at Gallivan every Friday. So there's a lot of free activities. There's also a lot of $5 activities. You just kind of have to show up.
Right. And last question, what is your favorite part of being a Salt Laker here?
I love being close to the mountains, being able to look at them, be able to get to them in 15 minutes, be up above the city where it's silent and you hear the birds chirping. I don't think there's a lot of places where you can go that kind of lifestyle exists.
It's so accessible as well. So thank you so much for sharing a great cafe. What did we have? It was
we were at the Rose Establishment.
Yeah, which is a great place as well. So I have to come back and try some of the other baked goods as well. So thank you so much. I know this has been a while since we've connected, so it's great to connect with you. And thanks for sharing with us all those insider tips that you have in your head. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.